The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Morning. It is March 20th, 2023, and minute after 7 a.m. Central Time. And of course, we're here in the Power Hour, and this afternoon, actually, right around 5 o'clock Eastern Time, the first day of spring actually takes effect here in the hinterland. So it's a little before 4 Central for those of you that are just waking up, wiping the sleepers out of your eyes. And of course, we have lots of news to talk about today and so little time to do it in. So first off, I got to get to a couple of necessary announcements because we have 10% off of OptiVita products and 10% off North American Urban Spice products at the Power Mall. And of course, White Harvest seed kits are back in stock because with the first day of spring approaching very quickly as of this afternoon, you'll notice the temperatures this morning were in the 40s here, much colder probably where you were, but it's going to start to warm up. At least it is here where I'm at. And for those of you who have some plans to purchase things from the Power Mall, if you have questions, because I know many of you do, and you donate, which is wonderful, you can call us at 877-817-9829 or use our live chat if you have internet at thepowermall.com or email us at support@thepowermall.com. And we'll try to answer those questions as quickly as we can. Now, if you want to become a Power Mall affiliate, you visit the affiliate tab on thepowermall.com or contact customer support, and we'll show you how you can become an affiliate. Now, as far as, you know, some people are a little timid. They don't want to call up and talk to moi. Got my morning Joe here. If you have a question or comment about today's broadcast, things that we're talking about, but you don't want to call in, you can text us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. And of course, we appreciate your donations as well. We have regular donors. We appreciate you. God bless you for doing that because it keeps us on the radio, keeps us right now. We're in the number 34 position in the top 50 of all of these alternate media broadcasters. And this is a radio show. This is not a podcast. So for those of you listening to us on the Rents Radio Network and 7.490 on shortwave, as well as AM FMs across the country, good morning to all of you. And of course, you can shop with one of our partners as well. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab, you will see a slew of different people that we've teamed up with to give you, really good products. And we get a piece of the action when you buy them through the Power Hour. Now, if you just go straight to their website, we don't make a dime. So if you want to help us stay afloat, all you got to do is just do that. Go to the Power Mall, go to powerhour.com, click on the partners tab, and buy everything through those two sites. You're good to go. And of course, if you don't hear the Power Hour on your local broadcast station, you can reach out and let the program director know you'd like them to carry us. Put them in touch. Tell them to email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Same goes for you small businesses as well that want to advertise. We want to help grow your business. If you go to thepowerhour.com, also because of the fact it is the first day of spring coming at you, we have a forum for people who want to share their thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, including gardening. We have that. Encourage you to participate. Later in the show, Dr. Aaron Judkins is slated to join us. He's a fellow at the Biblical Institute of Anthropology. He's going to discuss some of his findings throughout his travels, finding out the truth about mysteries of the past, exposing forbidden archaeology and tabooed history. Yeah, we'll be talking about In Search of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Wow. That should be interesting. In today's news, at 5 after the hour, there has been an international arrest warrant issued for Vladimir Putin. Did you know? You may have picked up on that over the weekend, but we want to just kind of make you aware of the fact the Kremlin considers this illegitimate. And of course, who put out this arrest warrant? Well, the International Criminal Court in The Hague, of course, like we care. Jeez, I mean, you know, we filed a complaint with them over crimes against humanity, against Fauci and all the drug companies and everything else, and they haven't lifted a finger. Putin will be welcoming Xi Jinping. He's arrived in Moscow for a state visit. They published separate articles setting out their vision for bilateral relations and praising each other, of course. Xi said China's proposal to end the Ukraine crisis reflects global views, as Putin said he had high hopes for the visit by his good old friend. Yeah, see, we're looking at China and Russia teaming up against you-know-who. Russia, by the way, is preparing to widen conscription to bolster the war machine, according to UK Intel. Of course, this is now UK Intel, and you know that. They want to, in fact, this is the State Duma, the lower house of Russia's federal legislature, introduced a bill to change the age bracket for conscription. This is pretty much the same thing we know over here as the draft, to men aged 21 to 30 years from the current 18 to 27. And of course, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia to be China's top oil supplier in the first 2 months of this year, according to Chinese government data, as buyers snapped up sanctioned Russian oil at steep discounts. Arrivals from Russia totaled 15.68 million tons in January, February, or 1.94 million barrels a day. That was up 23.8% from the corresponding period in 2022. And of course, the Spanish Minister of Defense, Margarita Robles, has announced that her country is going to provide four Leopard 2A4 main battle tanks to Ukraine, along with more infantry vehicles. And of course, they've already sent them six tanks. They're being prepared to be shipped to the war effort against Russia, the proxy war effort. Russia, of course, has accused the United States of sluggish schizophrenia, as President Joe Biden, yeah, you know who I'm talking about. How many times can you mispronounce something, Joe? Expressing support for the International Criminal Court, issuing a warrant for Putin's arrest, despite the fact the U.S. doesn't recognize the court. Gee, wait a minute. The Paris Climate Accord and all that we recognize, but we don't recognize the International Criminal Court? You see, this is the way our politicians behave, folks. They pick and choose who they want to support, right? If it benefits them and benefits their agenda, yeah. But criminal court, forget that. China's green lasers over Hawaii are signaling a coming war, according to expert Rick Fisher, a senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center. In late January, Japanese astronomers stationed in Hawaii noticed a mysterious green laser beams being fired over the island. Like Dr. Evil would say, laser. Yep. The laser beams are being shot down from space over one of the largest mountain ranges in Hawaii. When they first reported these beams to the public, the astronomers said they came from a NASA satellite. They were thought to be American lasers, but a week later, Japanese astronomers issued a correction saying the green laser beams were not from a U.S. satellite, but instead they were more likely from a Chinese satellite. specifically the Daki-1 satellite, which is a China atmospheric environment monitoring satellite. Gee, sound like a balloon only way up in space, huh? In the world of finance, got to tell you this, there's some really shady stuff going on here. The Swiss government is announcing that UBS has agreed to take over Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion after the Swiss government mediated the merger between the country's two largest banks to avoid chaos in the financial markets over the weekend. Of course, Credit Suisse, you know, they were right in the middle of all this garbage that was going on. I remember when Credit Suisse bought all that junk, those junk bonds way back. Yeah, they were all involved in the 2008 financial collapse. So now UBS is going to take them over. Police in India's Punjab province have launched a massive search for Amritpal Singh, a controversial self-styled preacher who's been on the run since Saturday. Internet and messaging services in the state have remained suspended since the search began. Security's been tightened. The 30-year-old says he supports the Khalistan movement for separate Sikh homeland. The police have arrested several of his aides so far. Yeah, this is what they do. Declare him a fugitive and launching a statewide search and setting up traffic blockades. And it's just crazy. This is what they do. Now back home, you should know. 20 years ago, the world was shaken by one of the major geopolitical events of this century. On the morning of March 20th, 2003, the U.S. officially launched its illegal invasion of Iraq. The rationale was based on Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's alleged ties with terrorists. Remember that? The weapons of mass distraction? Yeah. Yeah, they were false claims, which makes you wonder about 9/11. That was a false flag. And then, of course, they said it's all Hussein's fault. Remember that? Went over there. There was no weapons of mass distraction. And we ended up hanging Saddam and creating a political vacuum in the Middle East. Of course, we have an opinion letter, too, about how U.S. propaganda won Iraq's battle space. And, of course, in American memory, U.S. lives mattered. Iraqi deaths didn't. That was by design. Narrative control was a military goal. So understand that this works similarly here in the States, according to the opinion letter we're attaching as part of your email blast you get because you subscribe to the Power Hour. And in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the U.S.-led NATO invasion of Iraq, we're reposting an article published in July of 2003 by Glenn Rangwala and Raymond Whitaker. The Bush administration initiated the war under the pretext that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction, which both the U.S. and U.K. governments knew to be false even prior to the invasion. Now, and you may or may not have heard about this, things are boiling up between D.A. Alvin Bragg, Soros-elected D.A. in Manhattan, versus the Trump campaign in Mar-a-Lago. President Trump announces on social media, his Truth Social, that he expects to be arrested tomorrow. And, of course, everybody is lining up on both sides. Pelosi and everybody else on the left is all, like, giddy, according to news reports, loving every minute of it. But, of course, the bigger problem is that now the right-wing House is starting to circle the wagons to try to thwart attempts to make anything that Bragg says stick. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has ordered Republicans to investigate immediately whether federal funds were used in the reported looming indictment against the president. Outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who lets violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance against President Trump, according to Kevin McCarthy. This all involves Stormy Daniels. They're saying it was had something to do with the elections. So now the feds wouldn't prosecute him. Now the state wants to. And Stormy Daniels, of course, is denying any of this. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley even is coming out against what Bragg is doing, saying this whole thing is another shift show. Said this whole thing, it's legally pathetic, was his quote. Struggling to twist state laws to effectively prosecute a federal case long ago rejected by the DOJ against Trump. Elon Musk even jumped into it, warning that the indictment and his arrest is going to backfire, predicting a landslide election if Trump gets arrested. And of course, Alan Dershowitz had to come out of the woodwork, saying that Alvin Bragg is using made-up laws in the Trump case to make a big deal out of it. And of course, Michael Cohen is on standby in case grand jury needs him. Yeah, he's expecting to turn himself in rather than having them come down to get. Now, I'm not taking any bets, but you see, if Bragg wants to get really crazy with this thing and make a big political shift show, which I anticipate might happen, he will have the detectives go down and arrest Trump at Mar-a-Lago rather than having Trump turn himself in. And of course, they're going to take his prints and his mug shots. You see, here's the thing. If they can't show that he actually broke any law, I would think that you could go after Mr. Bragg before the New York Supreme Court for malicious prosecution and try to have him impeached and removed from office. You see, this whole thing is not, it's not over. As a matter of fact, here's the downside of this equation for all of you out there listening to this and getting more PO'd by the minute. Understand that this circumstance involving Trump making comments about protesting on Truth Social, well, a longtime conservative activist is recommending that Trump supporters tightly police your gatherings. Why? You remember what happened on January 6th? Now, come on. It's a trap. If you show up in New York, it's a blue state, just like D.C., right? D.C.'s not a state. It's the little 10-square-mile area of Washington, D.C., U.S. Government, Inc. And understand that these agent provocateurs were there on J6, and they are more than likely to be at any gathering in front of the Manhattan DA's office, right? So if you show up there wanting to protest, you better damn well make sure that you don't bring clubs and sticks and knives, because the left-wing media and all the politicians in D.C. are going crazy over the idea that Trump is again inciting violence. You see, they're going to blow this thing out of proportion like they always do. The mouse that roared. Ha! It's crazy. And of course, an 80-year-old Midwestern woman from an affluent suburban area made nearly 9,000 small donations, totaling more than $330,000 to political causes and candidates in 4 years, according to federal election records. She says she didn't. That would not slip by me, she told the Epoch Times. If I was losing money, I'd know it. It wasn't my money. I'm a frequent and generous giver. I estimate I contribute about 50 times a year. I know every penny I donate. The woman is known as Donor C, was surprised to learn the Federal Election Commission reports showed small donations appearing in her name after she stopped giving. There's a hole somewhere that needs to be plugged, and I'd like to see that done. I'd like to know if this is elder abuse, she said. Election Watch, a national election integrity watchdog group, is raising questions about more than 10,000 individual donors who are listed on the FEC's databases, each having contributed thousands of dollars or thousands of times in 4 years. Suspicious small political donations all add up. One of the many examples cited by Election Watch is a 77-year-old Colorado woman referred to as Donor A. You know, it's always the elderly. She contributed more than 59,000 times in separate donations, totaling over 279,000 in the 2020 and 2022 election cycles. Another contributor, Donor B, 74, a woman from Kansas, donated 65,489 times, giving over 223,000 over the same time period. Something is askew here, folks. Very askew. And see, as long as we're talking about elderly, I want to say a little prayer for Marlene. She is like 95 years old and living by herself on the tip of the peninsula in Louisiana, 26 miles south of New Orleans in the Plaquemines Parish. And of course, she is blind. And she needs to find a home large enough to have her grandchildren move in with her. She listens to the Power Hour show regularly, and we appreciate you, Marlene. And I'm going to just pray in earnest that God answers your prayers and opens doors as you and your grandchildren seek shelter elsewhere. The Plaquemines Paris, as you know, was inundated by Katrina, and Marlene survived it. And of course, now she's to the point where she realizes that she needs the care and concern of her family members. And Father, we just pray that you bring that family together to accomplish great things in Marlene's life. And we thank you for her blessings, the lives of people that she blesses, even though she lives alone. She reaches out and touches the hearts of many people in her life, and she deserves your care and concern, Father. We just lift that situation up and thank you for her blessings. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. All right, can I get an amen out there? Thank you. Look, see, you know the rules about prayer, right? Two or more people agree. So as long as you said amen to that, we're good. If you didn't, well, why not? I still have the same thought process going on, so if you want to say amen again, you can. Amen again. The U.S. Department of Justice Inspector General's office intends to interview former FBI Special Agent Steve Friend regarding allegations he's raised about the agency. He came forward last fall with concerns about the FBI's handling of child sex abuse cases and its arrest of individuals involved in the J6 event. Friend alleged the agency was excessively using heavily armed SWAT teams to arrest individuals suspected of committing misdemeanor offenses on January 6th. He objected to one such SWAT raid on August 24th. He further alleged the FBI has departed from its everyday case management practices and has widely listed field officers around the country as the lead investigators in domestic violence and extremism, while the agency officials in D.C. are actually directing the cases. Well, why am I not surprised? Gee, I hope Mr. Friend sticks around long enough and something awful doesn't happen to him. Jacob Chansley, you remember the QAnon shaman, right? Bill Shipley, the lawyer representing Jacob Chansley, Navy vet, started the process of requesting the court to vacate his 41-month sentence next week. Shipley confirmed in an interview with the Epoch Times, this week actually is when it's happening, he intends to file a vacate conviction motion pursuant to 28 U.S. Code 2255, remedies on motion attacking sentence, this week coming up. Pending government response to a letter he sent to the DOJ Friday requesting information about Chansley's case, that provision in the law states that a, quote, prisoner in custody under sentence of a court established by act of Congress claiming the right to be released upon the ground that the sentence was imposed in violation of the Constitution or laws of the U.S. Last week, Shipley sent a letter to U.S. Attorney Kimberly Paschall, she's the ADA, to ask about the factual basis of the government's representation of Chandler's case in a separate lawsuit. He's prepping the battlefield for a prospective filing to request the court to vacate Chansley's conviction. A lot of it has to do with the video that was released by Tucker Carlson. That would have shown exculpatory evidence. The judge never saw it. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, for the third straight year, has vetoed model legislation that would ban transgender girls from playing school sports with cisgender girls. The Democratic governor said Friday the annual attack on transgender students sends a signal to prospective companies that Kansas is more focused on unnecessary and divisive legislation than becoming a place where young people want to work and raise a family. Says the bill's all about politics. Two more GOP states have exited ERIC, the National Voter Verification Coalition. Ohio and Iowa became the latest GOP-led states to indicate they're withdrawing from the National Voter Verification Coalition over concerns about its impartiality, something which, of course, ERIC spokesperson Frank LaRose denies. So, anyway, the North Carolina anti-rioting bill. Here's something very interesting going on in the Tar Heel State. It's going to become law without Governor Roy Cooper's signature. It's designed to increase penalties for rioting. House Bill 40 creates new penalties for inciting and participating in a riot. Well, I guess if it doesn't, you know, he's already vetoed it, so they made it veto-proof. Remember the McMinn War? McMinn County War? Go back and read that in your history books. You see, that was not a riot. That was an insurrection. That was the definition because all these post-World War II vets showed up with their guns and opened fire on the sheriff's building because they were rigging the election and they knew it. So, you see, there is such a thing in U.S. history as an insurrection. You can call the Civil War whatever you want, but, you know, it was still all about states' rights. And here's a new one. You remember that teacher up in Eugene School District in Oregon that assigned students to write about a sexual fantasy for health class at Churchill High School? Well, she's on administrative leave pending an investigation. Yeah, parents just blew a gasket over that one. 1 to 2 paragraph short story about a sexual fantasy, including the use of items commonly identified with foreplay, such as candles, feathers, feather boa, massage oil, and the like. Why do I think that it might go deeper than that? You know, orally, she could have said, oh, did I say that word? Boy, I tell you what, that's a... yeah. All right. So orally, it came out. We're pontificating here and engaging in social intercourse, right? This assignment was given to a class called Health 2, Human Sexuality. Of course, it was high school kids, but when you start playing around with sex toys and encouraging that kind of mental behavior in high school, come on, really? Then you want to legalize abortion for obvious reasons. How? This is crazy. Yeah, and of course, you've probably heard the DOJ is investigating TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, for spying on U.S. citizens. Gee, how novel is that? We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And of course, we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, for those of you who do want to call and chime in, we always open up the phone lines to you, 844-769-2944. Scenic Fruit Company has recalled frozen organic strawberries and frozen organic tropical fruit blend due to a possible risk of hepatitis A contamination. These frozen berries were sold to Costco, Aldi, Kihi, Vital Choice Seafood, and PCC Community Markets, as well as the frozen organic tropical blend sold to Trader Joe's due to an outbreak of hepatitis A illnesses. The tropical blend was sold at Trader Joe's stores nationwide. The strawberries were distributed by different brands in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Utah, Washington State, and Wisconsin. The release said that although Hep A has not been detected in the product, consumers shouldn't consume it out of an abundance of caution and return it to their local store for a refund or destroy it. CDC, meanwhile, is, if they're to be believed, is warning Americans in eight states. That would be Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island, Vermont, have seen increases in a disease called babesiosis. While the disease is endemic in Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire, according to the CDC report, these are signs of a tick-borne disease, which supposedly is more potent to the human system than Lyme disease is. And of course, we have an article in our email blast that's talking about the supplements that you take. See, this is one of the reasons why we have the Power Mall. And this is not, you know, this is a cautionary tale. Because, see, there are supplements out there that are made with mostly synthetics. And these supplements come with potential risks because they're made with synthetics. And you have to identify these before you buy them, which is one of the reasons why we've already done a lot of the screening of these products that we carry on the Power Mall for good reason. And of course, Frank Davis will be joining us this week. Ellen Brown will be joining us this week. We want to talk about how we're going to fight this massive situation with the banks. We're going to be talking about that here in just a bit as far as economic news. I have a book here. There's a pseudonym for Etienne de la Boetie. This book right here I just got in the mail. It's called Government, the Biggest Scam in History. And when you read this, oh my God, I mean, this thing is huge. I mean, we go into pages and pages and pages. I want to show you something really alarming. At the front of the book, they actually do comparisons of things between Nazi Germany, U.S. government, current Soviet Union, Russia, and East Germany. They do comparisons throughout the entire book of all the things that are coming to pass here in America. Pretty scary stuff. We're going to be talking to the pseudonym this week on the Power Hour. Scary book, man. I couldn't put it down. I started reading this and doing the comparisons, and I'm going, well, they hit the nail on the head on that one. Yeah, wait till you hear about this conversation. It's going to be something else. Here's the thing, too. Besides the supplements we're talking about, like vitamin B1 thiamine, pantothenic acid, calcium D, pantothenate, vitamin B6, peroxidine, hydrochloride, vitamin B12, cyanocobalamin, and folic acid, pteroglutamic acid, these are all synthetic vitamins that are potentially toxic. And they come in like just like the tocopherols, the RAC alpha tocopherols. And so you've got to, 17% risk of prostate cancer, according to studies based on the use of RAC alpha tocopherol. So you got to make sure that you're getting wholesome supplements that are actually plant-based with no synthetics, which is why we sell what we sell at the Power Mall, all right? Natokinase, by the way, it's found in Blockbuster All Clear, which we sell at the Power Mall. These are being put out as part of our commentary here on human data by Peter McCullough. You've heard that name before. He's one of the front runners in the fight against the COVID jab. Human data promising a supplement widely used in post-COVID-19 and vaccine injury syndromes. 15% of Americans who took a COVID-19 jab have some new medical illness and regret getting it. Now, many are looking to natokinase in formulations of spike protein support supplements, asking, is it safe, and what's the track record for this Asian discovery? Chen et al. Reviewed human studies before the pandemic on the use of natokinase with this introduction. Natto, a cheese-like food made of soybeans fermented in Bacillus subtilis, has been consumed as a traditional food in Asian countries for more than 2,000 years. Natto consumption is believed to be a significant contributor to the longevity of the Japanese population. Recent studies demonstrated a high natto intake was associated with decreased risk of total CVD mortality, in particular, a decreased risk of mortality from ischemic heart diseases. That's why we have the powerful enzyme and antioxidant formula in a delayed-release capsule called Blockbuster All Clear. And if you're having issues after taking the jab, you may want to get some of this and put it in your vitamin regimen, the supplement you take. Blockbuster All Clear includes other supporting nutrients like serrapeptase. It's a proteolytic enzyme. Talked about that on the show before. Serratia E15. Natokinase is a highly purified enzyme extracted from the popular Japanese food called natto, a fermented soybean. Grapeseed extract, pine bark extract 95%, powerful antioxidant, olive leaf citrus blend. Amla extract, acerola extract, polycosanol, fulvic trace minerals, and digestive enzymes are all part of Blockbuster All Clear. And of course, there's an IV treatment out getting rid of tumors. One 2023 study using patients with advanced cancer and treatment-resistant tumors is now finding its support from the past 100 years of study, believe it or not. Remember what you stand under during the holiday period and kiss? Believe it or not, they have found using mistletoe in cancer treatment improved quality of life and controlled the disease. Amazing how that works. This is one of the reasons why we have these Strauss heart drops, which I'm holding right up to the camera right here for those of you who can see them. That's why I take them every day. Contains European mistletoe leaf. Now you know the rest of the story. Had to pull that one off. All right, now we're going to get to the economy section of our reports here. Besides UBS buying Credit Suisse for $3.25 billion to calm the turmoil, we have a white paper we're putting out that talks about the potential for 200 more banks across the country to start failing. Did I get your attention on that one? Yeah, I hope so. You see, because to me, this system revolves around the dollar, how it's made, how it's spent, who puts their emphasis in it. Love of money is the root of all evil. A friend of mine once said, money is the root of all evil. And I went, no, that's not what the Bible says. The love of money is the root of all evil. And apparently, everybody and their brother just loves money, especially the ones that own big corporations. As a matter of fact, you know what you heard about SVB, about the CEO of Silicon Valley Bank cashing out his stock weeks before the crash of SVB? Well, now SVB Financial Group has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Yeah, they want to reorganize. Yeah, it's the largest bankruptcy filing following a bank failure since the Washington Mutual debacle of 2008. And the Silicon Valley Bank's UK staff and all their executives got modest bonuses totaling tens of millions of dollars just days after the Bank of England stepped in to help orchestrate a rescue package deal that saw its assets bought up by HSBC, the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Company, for £1. Wow. £1. Selling England by the pound. You ever heard that album by Genesis? The band Genesis from England? Yeah, there you go. Something to take you back in the 70s for those of you that liked the band Genesis. Phil Collins not doing so well, but everybody else seems to be. The Federal Reserve is pausing tightening as emergency lending hits $300 billion. The balance sheet at the Fed has surged to its highest level since November as the central bank attempts to avert the contagion of the banking crisis. Yeah. Trying to control the money supply. Remember what our forefathers said about inflation and deflation, the government, you know, the Fed comes in and the banks come in and they start controlling all this and put us into a roller coaster, and your children wake up as slaves on the land your forefathers conquered. Banking regulators are going to be facing Congress over the SVB and Signature Bank debacles. At the end of the month, the House Financial Services Committee is going to be demanding they show up. We're talking the banking regulator from the FDIC and the vice chair for supervision of the Fed. When are we going to get rid of the Fed? That's what I'd like to know. I say we audit them first and then get rid of them, because audit's not going to be pretty. Now, wait, I'm not the one that said that. Ron Paul is the one that said that. And of course, this white paper that we're including about the nearly 200 more banks could be vulnerable to the same type of risk that collapsed SVB earlier this month, according to a study. Well, we're going to include the study in the email blast. Now, understand something. What they're trying to do is scare everybody out there. See, because the banks, it's like, I'm at my bank, and do you know that we're the fifth best bank in the United States? And I'm like, come on, guys, really? Why are you saying that to me? Is there something that you don't want me to know or go looking for? You see, what they're counting on scaring everybody to run to the most, well, the biggest banks. They think bigger is better. They're trying to persuade everyone not to go and stay with your local community bank or credit union. They want you to start suspecting that your bank is going to fail and that you're going to run to the big five or six banks out there, like Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Chase Bank of America, Citibank, U.S. Bank. You can run there, run and put all your money in that bank. Yeah. Yeah, because they're very stable and they're very secure. You see, that's the startup, because they're playing in this digital banking currency. And if you put all your money there, guess who's got control of it? If you have not read the checking account and savings account rules when you open one of these, perhaps you need to sit down and take a very hard look. And of course, some of, and we got into this conversation before, this is the reason why the House Finance Committee, the Financial Services Committee, wants to talk to the FDIC, because a lot of these SVB and Signature Bank monies that were parked there are uninsured. Now, please don't go tell all your friends that the FDIC is not going to pay any of this stuff. There's some of these mark-to-market losses that were uninsured, and this is going to cause depositor runs, according to this report that we're including. And you can read this report. It's 21 pages long, including all of the references. And it's in PDF, so you can actually access it, click on it, and listen or read what you want to read. These are important things you need to understand, because the community bank, this is why we're having Ellen Brown on our show this week. Because I want to ask Ellen, she's been on the show before, and I've been on shows with her previously, and I love her mind. I love the way this woman thinks. She is the architect of the Public Banking Institute. Now, understand, she's a retired attorney, but she's been out there trying to get people to look at the Bank of North Dakota, how profitable it is, the fact it's run by the state, it's not going anywhere, the Fed doesn't have any jurisdiction over it. Maybe that's what we need in all 50 states, do you think? And then we can decide, once you get all of these banks aligned with each other, whether or not we even want the dollar to be part of. Maybe each bank wants to go issue their own currency. Maybe all 50 public banks will get together and say, let's issue our own version and just do away with the dollar completely, and we don't have to worry about the central bank digital currencies infiltrating and trying to manipulate and control our environment. It's pretty scary stuff. So just by virtue of the fact that they can come in and control you, the first thing they got to do is put fear in you and scare you into taking your money out of your current checking and savings account and moving it to the big banks. See, because all these yahoos out there that don't understand it, the woke, here's the thing that they saw. They saw, and I'm talking about the banking regulators, they saw the fact that all of these corporations, right? All these corporations that put their money in SVB and Signature were all participating in ESG. Yeah. Environmental, social, governance. They were all playing in the climate change, and every single one of them got stung. They all lost money. They were all parked. A bunch of these, half of these woke corporations had their money parked in Silicon Valley Bank. Talk about comeuppance. Woo. Crazy, isn't it? Tim in Michigan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Speaking of environmental disasters, poor old Minnesota, 400,000 gallons of radioactive water leaked way back in November, and they waited till this Friday to finally break the news to the people that live around there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Have you seen one environmentalist, have you heard him stand up and go, oh, gee whiz, this is terrible? Because nuclear power is so protected because this is their go-to for electric for the United States. And I'm so tired of hearing them say how clean nuclear energy is. It's a ridiculous statement. It's far from clean. It's a money-making entity. That's all it is. Taxpayers pay for it, and corporation big dogs make millions and millions to billions of dollars. And they sell their byproducts to the military, and that's why we have the nuclear system we do.
Yep, and this is why everybody's investing in defense contractors, you know, especially all our politicians, because as this war progresses, and see, this is why I tell people, I got out of the markets. I'm going to be very honest with you, Tim. I got out of the markets because they're too volatile. And I don't keep much money in the banks for good reason. And it's not because I don't have the money. It's just I don't want to keep it there because, frankly, I don't trust fractionalized banking. And that's been a big problem. But now the environment, I mean, it is crazy. We've got a new Geoengineering Watch global news alert, by the way, about this manufacturing toxic weather whiplash, crop crushing surface cool downs whenever and wherever they can. I mean, this is crazy. And, you know, here's the thing. All those of you that want to go to Florida and party for spring break, well, guess what? Lido Key Beach, I've been there. Dozens of fish lying dead on the shore, killed by a toxic algae bloom known as red tide, and it's coming big time. It's going to, if you think you're going to go to the beach and all of a sudden you get choked up, I have been there during red tide. Let me tell you something. It ain't pretty. It's not a pretty picture. If you think nuclear radiation and all the crap they dumped in Minnesota is one thing. I mean, just imagine going to the ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, to relax and enjoy yourself on the beach. And all of a sudden you get choked up. Your eyes start stinging. You start coughing like crazy. Well, that's red tide. You're breathing it in.
May I warn the people of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, they're getting ready to fire up the Palisades nuclear plant again. When they fire that up, that is the oldest operating nuclear plant in the United States. And when that thing goes bad and you have an issue there, you're talking about one-third of the world's fresh water supply. And
talking about the Great Lakes, aren't you?
Yes, sir. It sits right on the shore. We have more than one nuclear plant that sits on the shore, and they all leak. The last time the Palisades leaked, they said, "Oh, it was 70 gallons. Don't worry about it. The Great Lakes are big." It's insane what they're doing with nuclear power.
Yep. It is, and I would hate to be near one when we have a Chernobyl. Like I said, we had people calling up last week and ordering new contact. Yeah, I know.
When the nuclear plant goes out of existence and they quit producing power, the cancer rates drop. And they can prove it now because they have areas where they have decommissioned nuclear plants and the cancer rates drop.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? Tim, thanks for your call. Appreciate you. We're coming up to our break here in a couple of minutes. I just wanted to get it. Under our science technology category, for those of you not getting the email blast, there's a new video circulating out about 5G interacting with graphene oxide. True or false? La Quinta Columna, who is there from south of the border, has put out a it's got subtitles. They speak in Spanish, but it's got subtitles. And it's on BitChute, and we're including the link so you can watch it. Hackers, by the way, have used the ChatGPT brand to take over Facebook accounts. Oh, I knew it was just a matter of time. Oh, yeah. And once in control, they can create Facebook bots and other malicious items. They get nearly complete control with super admin permissions and everything. The fake extension. You got to watch it. Guardio Labs is warning hackers have hidden fake ChatGPT functionality inside a Chrome browser extension. So if you use Chrome and you see somebody offering you to, oh, here's our new updated extension, don't download it. If you do, you're in trouble. The Hong Kong Consumer Council, by the way, has tested the cybersecurity of 10 home surveillance cameras. And you know that they can be hacked. Yep. They cannot defend against brute force attacks. Amazing how that works. So much more news and stuff that we couldn't get to, but Dr. Aaron Judkin slated to join us after the top of the hour here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. Be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.